The study carried out by Nebraska company Objective Advantage analyzed data statewide, including data from Kansas Judicial District 18, which includes all of Sedgwick County. Researchers found that black youth are overrepresented in Sedgwick County detention facilities, while white and Hispanic youth are underrepresented. Though the researchers said the underrepresentation of Hispanic youth could be a data flaw stemming from limitations with census categories. Dr. Elizabeth Neely was a lead researcher on the study. She says when looking at the numbers, people should know the majority of cases are not kids who committed serious crimes.
And that's not the case nationally. It's not the case here. The majority of youth are in detention because they maybe failed to appear for a court hearing or violated a term of probation. They're very kind of minor offenses.
Neely also says Sedgwick County should be applauded for work that has drastically reduced the overall number of youth in detention.
And they've been working very diligently and very strategically for a decade almost in looking at overrepresentation or over-reliance on secure detention and have, I believe, reduced the number of youth in detention by over 56% in the last decade.
After the presentation, attendees shared strategies to combat the persistent racial disparities in the juvenile justice system, including increased job opportunities and mobilizing the community to volunteer their time to minority youth. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.